From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Emily Munson reports in the Times Union that Hudson Valley Democrats in Congress, Antonio Delgado, Paul Tonko, and Sean Maloney, are threatening other Democrats with a promise of a no vote on tax legislation that does not include a repeal of the state and local tax deduction cap. All New York congressional Democrats except two signed a letter April 14th to repeal the Republican-passed $10,000 cap on the amount of state and local taxes an individual can deduct from their federal tax bill. So Delgado, Tonko, and Maloney now stand with Republican Elise Stefanik, who has opposed the cap, saying it results in double taxation for the same income. Kathleen Rice and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, both New York Democrats, were the only state representatives not signing the letter. They agreed with Peter Lavinia, co-chair of New York's Green Party, who wrote on Twitter, and I quote, "Very disappointed to see my representative Paul Tonko sign on to this letter calling for repeal of the salt cap. 96% of salt repeal benefits would go to the top quintile, 57% to the top 1%, and 25% to the top 0.1%. Salt deduction is a handout to the rich that should be eliminated permanently," end quote. The issue is being forced now as the repeal will either be tied to President Joe Biden's infrastructure bill or it will not pass for some time because of the razor-thin Democratic majority that can only get it through on that legislation's back. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Eduardo Medina is reporting for the Times Union. Demonstrators and police clashed on the steps of the Albany Police Department South Station the evening of April 14. Approximately 50 men and women were there to protest the killing of Dante Wright, the young Minnesota man shot down by police this week. The protesters were shouting at a handful of police officers guarding the entrance of the police station. An officer appeared to push a megaphone being used by one of the protesters, sending the person to the ground. Then another protester climbed over the short fence around the entrance, and an officer pepper sprayed him in the face. At the same time, at least two other officers physically began to push protesters away from the entrance, sending them to the ground. Pepper spray continued to be shot at protesters as they continued to approach police at the entrance. Roughly 10 people were being treated for face burns. One of the people pepper sprayed was a 14-year-old girl. Albany Police spokesperson Steve Smith said one person in the group at South Station broke a window. Arch Street was closed to all traffic as of early evening. As this was going on and protesters were pepper sprayed, David Howard King reports at 518 Independent that members of the Albany Common Council were at the same time discussing a ban on Albany police using tear gas during a caucus work session, with the legislation expected to come to a vote before the full council meeting at 6:30 p.m. April 19th. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Melanie Lekosevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Coxsackie officials will meet next week with a representative from Flint Mine Solar to work out two agreements related to the company's proposed project in Coxsackie in Athens. The company is looking to build a 450-acre solar project on land bridging both towns. Patrick Doyle from Flint Mine Solar said it was first proposed in the summer of 2016 and has been undergoing an Article 10 review since 2017. Doyle said, and I quote, "This is a utility-scale project, so we send energy into the power grid," end quote. Doyle will meet next week with town board members Patrick Kennedy and Linda Wilkinson to develop the details of the host community agreement and the road agreement. The host community agreement covers the benefit for the town, and the road agreement will specify how the company will handle damage to local roads as a result of the project, Doyle said. The Flint proposal is under review by the state sitting board and board judges are expected to visit the town in the coming weeks to view the project site. Doyle said the proposed solar farm would be bordered by the CSX Railroad to the east, the New York State Thruway to the west, the state correctional facilities to the north, and Schoharie Turnpike on the southern border. If the project is approved, construction would begin in 2022 and completed in 2023. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Aaliyah Schneider reports for Columbia Green Media that Jonathan Boehm, District Business Administrator, said at a budget workshop April 13th that the 2021-22 minimum tax levy increase for residents of the Hudson School District is 1.56%. Boehm said, however, budget committee members Willette Jones and Carrie Oddy want to reduce the increase to 1.35%. Superintendent Maria Stuttermeyer said the tax levy increase for the 2020-21 school year was more than 2.7%. But Boehm is arguing that cutting the tax levy this year could result in a higher tax levy increases in the future. He said, and I quote, "We'd like to do our part for taxpayers, but also not put ourselves at risk," end quote. In one potential scenario, the levy increase could climb to 15% in the future. Stuttermeyer said a 15% jump in the tax levy is not an exaggeration. She said the district wants to give what it can, but not so much it could cause a spike in the future. Boehm surveyed the board members for their thoughts on the tax levy. Sage Carter said she is comfortable with 1.35%, but no more. Linda Hopkins agreed with Carter. She said, and I quote, "If we can do it, this is the year to go lowest," end quote. Lucinda Seeger also said she is comfortable with the levy and is grateful for state aid to the district. They said the tax levy is the lowest Stuttermeyer and Hopkins remember. April Prestipino, assistant superintendent for school improvement, said, and I quote, "We've been above 2% pretty significantly for a while," end quote. Boehm did not immediately respond to requests for clarifications on the detail. She said Stuttermeyer will present an education plan on April 20th based on the tax levy. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.